Okay, next patient we're going to do is going to be Garland, G-A-R-L-A-N-D, Goodson, G-O-O-D-S-O-N. Mr. Goodson is a 69-year-old plumber who's been married over 33 years. He's had issues with Alzheimer's dementia since 2020. He's been living with his wife till earlier this year, when in his confusion, he got a shotgun and shot over a man in the neighborhood, period. In a paragraph, subsequently, he was taken to the VA hospital where he stayed for approximately 5 months, period. In a paragraph, subsequently, has been sent to different homes, but nobody has been able to take care of him because of his behavioral issues and his Alzheimer's dementia associated with aggressive behavior, period. In the paragraph, once again, the diagnosis was made in 2020. He used to weigh over 200 pounds. He weighs about 140 pounds. Now he's lost weight. He's confused. He doesn't know his name. Well, he knows his name only at times. Otherwise, his wife is present. She's originally from Lufkin area, but they're having a hard time finding a nursing home in that area, and that's why he's been placed in Southwest Houston at this time period. He was a heavy smoker and did not drink much as a young man. He is has one child, again, married 33 years, period. Patient has been at this group home for two weeks, but wife is in the process of moving him to a different facility closer to her house. She's elementary school teacher. Her name is Sandra, period. New paragraph. Once again, 4 months ago, he was... about 6 months ago, he was hospitalized after the incident at the neighborhood. He was at the VA hospital for 4 months, and now he's been shipped around to different places. Allergy, some kind of pain medication. His wife thinks it's maybe oxycodone medication, Namenda, 10 milligram once a day, Buspar, 5 milligram four times a day. Family history, a significant history of Alzheimer's dementia in the family. Grandma with Alzheimer's, mom died of heart disease. This is all on his mom's side, and his dad is alive. He's 86 years old, period. New paragraph. Patient has been tried incident, but has become very aggressive. He tore up the house one time and tried to put his wife in a trash can. So going home is not a possibility at this time, of course, period. He has had issues with bowel and bladder incontinence and requiring help with ADL. He at one time was on risperidol that helped him, but that has been discontinued now. Mr. Goodson is awake but confused. He gets up, walks around. You can't stop him. He gets aggressive if you try to interfere with his activity. His O2 sat 100%. His blood pressure 130 over 70, and his pulse is 65 right now. Heart positive, some positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, lower extremity shows no edema, neurological non-focal. Assessment here, we have a 69-year-old gentleman with end-stage Alzheimer's dementia diagnosed in 2020, associated with weight loss. He's no longer... he's no longer oriented. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, very confused with significant behavioral issues. He needs to be seen by a psychiatrist to manage his psychiatric issues and his medications. He does meet the criteria for end-stage Alzheimer's dementia, given his significant weight loss, his mental status change, his lack of mentation, the fact that he's no longer oriented, confusion, and his behavioral issues, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor for this gentleman. By the way, his date of birth was 9/2/53, and all these visits that were done on 9/1/2024. Okay, that's Mr. Goodson for you.